This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado was mentioned in President Trump's speech on Saturday as justification to attack the country of Venezuela. CPR's Elson Sherry has more.
The president said that Venezuelan gangs had, quote, taken over apartment buildings in Colorado and that people had fingers removed for calling the police. This isn't exactly true, and those incidents don't have anything to do with each other, according to federal court documents. The apartment building he's likely referring to is the Edge at Lowry and Aurora, which has been closed for almost a year. A deadly shooting took place there in 2024, and police say it was connected to gangs, though Aurora police insist that it's isolated. The finger incident was alleged in a federal indictment against a man they believe is in Colombia. They say he directed associates to cut off a victim's finger in Colorado, unless the victim's family paid $30,000 in ransom. That man will face charges if he's brought back here. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Scientists have identified key lifestyle and medical approaches that can potentially reduce the risk of the onset of Alzheimer's disease. That's why the state chapter of the Alzheimer's Association urges Coloradans to make a New Year's resolution to protect brain health, doing things like managing blood pressure and getting a flu vaccine. Here's Jim Havilev, the executive director of the state's regional chapter.
Get active. Follow these different lifestyle interventions. Get outside, get exercise, eat right, stay cognitively engaged, stimulating your brain, reading, you know, all these different things that you're using your brain.
He says a rigorous lifestyle program likely helps protect against cognitive decline. This is CPR News.